Perfect. Good morning. So good to be back always. As I was preparing for this, one of the things that the Lord has graciously reminded me every step of the way in this season is that I don't get to just prepare in my way because it doesn't always work out the way I want it to. But to be obedient and to be present where you're asked to be, the Lord works so much better. And so I got to be with a group on your campus yesterday at Second Saturday and just share about the things that the Lord's doing, not only through the ministry, but what he's asked me to be a part of and invited me to be a part of. And so I'm really excited to be here with y'all today and to get to share that with so many faces that I recognize, so many that may not recognize me just yet, but just to be present in where the Lord's asked me to be. So, as Donnie said, I work now at Choices Clinic and Life Resource Center in Stephenville, Texas, so about 2 hours from here. I've been there since 2020, and we all lived through that year, right? So we know what that one looked like. But I started as an intern. I actually searched for internships for months, and I walked in. I offered to do things for free, like sweep floors, and they looked at me and they said, oh, we just stopped doing internships last week. We don't have a position for you. And, you know, it was one of those things where I was like, God, like, I would like to graduate in 3 months, so whatever needs to happen, let it do. And then I walked into Choices, and kind of through that process, I just met with the executive director that was there at the time, and she said, you know, when can you start? And I said, well, I'm 3 weeks behind, so, you know, yesterday would have been ideal, but today's a good one, too. And so I just started as an intern. The internship got cut short because COVID hit, and then in May of 2020, they offered me a job there, and I've been there since. And so getting to share with you today, my hope is a couple of things. One, just to kind of share the testimony, what is a crisis pregnancy center? But also just highlight how the Lord works in the seasons that we're walking through. And, you know, it's just one of those things that you don't have to walk through someone else's shoes to have compassion for their story. And so getting to be present in those things that the Lord has kind of stilled me in and said, okay, but listen to what they're saying and look for the ways that I can help. Not me, God. And so just kind of one of the things I want to start with is just sharing our mission statement, give you an idea of what that looks like. I'll run through not an average day, because if you were with us yesterday, an average day doesn't happen, but just kind of walk you through what we want to offer, how we want to serve our community. There are centers like ours here in Denton, closer to you than 2 hours away, and so there are people that need your prayers and just would love to partner with you in that. So our mission statement says this: Choices Clinic and Life Resource Center is a Christian ministry dedicated to preserving the value of human life by providing abortion alternatives, practical assistance, and education to the Cross Timbers area. So what does this look like? We are open Monday through Thursday, but that doesn't mean that we don't serve people Friday through Sunday. But we offer services such as pregnancy testing, so that initial test to find out, okay, am I pregnant, am I not pregnant? Also, maybe I've taken 10 tests at home and I'm pretty sure I'm pregnant, but I just need someone to confirm it. That's okay. We would love to do that for you. We do confirm for Medicaid. Medicaid requires confirmation, and so getting to help with that process. Medicaid is really hard to work through, so if you've ever done that, to have someone sit with you and kind of say, this question's really important, this question's not necessary, but just kind of getting to be present in the full picture. We also offer limited sonograms, and so that initial sonogram to hear the heartbeat, to, you know, kind of take the measurements to say you really are 8 weeks along, we get to be present in those, and then we connect them to someone who's going to continue their care for the rest of their pregnancy in our area. So we have partners within different clinics, different organizations that we funnel our clients to there. And so getting to be present in those conversations and in those moments is really impactful. Not everyone that walks through our door is celebrating their pregnancy. Not every circumstance that they're walking through is something that they are openly ready to share with the world. And so one of the things that we really highlight on our training for our staff and any volunteers that works with us is you have to lead those conversations in love. You have to recognize that what they fill out in our paperwork isn't the story of their life, right? And so what we write down and share with the world, probably not the underlying things that are going on. And so just being present in those and asking the questions and taking that time to recognize, there's really something else going on here. And how can I serve you? How can I serve the full picture? Because we're talking about bringing life into this world, but you're talking about the things that you're walking through right now today that maybe you're not in a place that you can go home and it's safe. Maybe you're not in a place that you can provide for yourself, let alone someone else. Those are big stressors in your life. How can we help in those first and also help you navigate this pregnancy well? And so we have branching ministries within our overarching ministry. One of those we just started is called Court of Three, and we're really excited and really thankful to have that. But we have a volunteer and her husband who's really kind of spearheading that one and using their time, volunteering their time to meet with some of our clients and say, you've got, you know, maybe you need some financial coaching. Maybe we need to get you out of this really difficult situation. But we don't just want to remove you and say good luck. We want to say, you know, this is going to be a long process. Let us walk you through it the whole way and make sure that you're on your feet and ready to keep going. And so one of the things that we really value is the long-term growth in that. We do also offer STI testing and treatment, so we do see some male clients come through for that. And you never know the impact of offering to pray for someone until you do it, right? So like, kind of like Gabe was saying, like, you know, if the Lord's stirring your heart, be active in it, be present in it, and be awkward in it. Like, you know, that's just who we are. But if you ask and offer to pray for someone who has just shared the things that they're struggling with, the sins that they're walking through, and then you just send them out the door and say, okay, good luck with that. Great. What are they going to do about it, right? But if you say, man, you're struggling in this, I've struggled before, maybe not in the same thing, but one of the things I'm confident in is that the Lord provides grace and the Lord provides comfort. And so can I pray for you in this? Just kind of going through some of the other things that we do get to do. My role right now, I'm the assistant director at Choices, and so my day-to-day really does look like I walk in the door and I have a list of 10 things, and one of them gets done, and then 10 other things have gotten added to it. But I'm obedient to where the Lord asks me to be, and if I'm not, it's usually pretty evident in my list, right? But just getting to meet with my clients, we walk through them not only with their pregnancy and education, so we serve them with infant classes. We get to meet with them and say, okay, this is every step of the way through your pregnancy. And then also, now you have a kid, and what does that look like to meet with them and continue those education classes? How do you raise a child? How do you connect to community organizations? You know, we may have someone who literally just moved into the area a week ago, found out they're pregnant, and they don't have anyone in their area. And so I get to be that connection. I get to be that point where I can say, this organization helps you with this. If you're still getting on your feet, this organization helps with food, finances, all of these things in our area. And they're gonna connect you to it. And so getting to be that person, that point of connection, is a really sweet spot. And it's also something that's really humbling that the Lord invites me to be in. And so last year, around this time, one of the things you may know is that the Roe versus Wade decision was overturned. And so pregnancy centers like ours and the one here in Denton, the Women to Women, we saw probably an increase in clientele, as well as just an increase in people just voicing the differences in opinions that we have. And because of that, we had to take some major safety increases in our organization to make sure our clients were safe, to make sure our staff was safe. Go through a lot of training, a lot of meetings, but the Lord has been gracious every step of the way. Our local police department really partnered with us. They stationed people outside of our building every day for about 2 weeks or so, and then continuously after that. But just to be in a community where the Lord says, this is something that's needed, I need you to be ready for it, I need you to be active for it, and I'm not going to let you know what it looks like, is intimidating. But that's where the Lord asks us all to be, and whether that's a different season of your life or whether that's a different community group where the Lord says, but these are the people I'm asking you to reach. We're not fully equipped to do it because we don't know what we're walking into, per se. We're fully equipped in prayer, and that is our biggest testimony, to be just present in that. So last year, kind of one of the last things I do want to share, and I shared this yesterday. I try not to read word for word from a page when I speak, but we celebrated our 28th annual banquet last year. We had almost 600 people in attendance from our community. And I spoke on that stage, and if you know, you guys watched me grow up, speaking on a stage wasn't something that I normally volunteered to do. But when the Lord asks you to do something, it's much more fun to do it. But we celebrated abundant life. We celebrated the value of human life and just recognizing just how God has created life to be. And so I do want to share with you some words that I wrote for a meeting kind of directly following that time. And it's talking about abundant life, and it's a message I just want to leave with y'all today. And it says this: an abundant life is not going to be rooted in the success of our own doing, the pride of our own strength, or the status given to us by a society that celebrates the accomplishments of self over the plans and the provision of the creator of the universe. Abundant life rejoices in the beauty and purpose that each of us were created with by a God who loves us before we were even knit together in our mother's womb, as we see in Psalm 139:13, which verses 13 through 16 say this: "For you formed my inward parts, you knitted me together in my mother's womb. I praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works, my soul knows it very well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was being made in secret, intricately woven in the depths of the earth. Your eyes saw my unformed substance, in your book were written, every one of them, the days that were formed for me, when as yet there was none of them." This is the foundation of abundant life. Experiencing abundant life is not an accomplishment reached after a certain level of achievements and skill or development, but it is the gift that the Lord has promised through salvation and an eternity of hope when we step into relationship with him. Our Creator saw the brokenness of the world and desires so deeply to have a relationship with each of us that he sent his own Son to die on the cross as a sacrifice for you and for me. In choosing to live an abundant life, one rooted in Christ, you choose to reflect the love and joy that only the Lord can provide. The ministry I get to work for celebrates this. Our goal is to lead in this. Our goal is to reach people with the truth of Christ's love, recognizing that they're in circumstances that we may not be able to understand. I mentioned before that a pregnancy is not always something that they plan, something that has been celebrated, or that they're ready to navigate. But to have the safety in the space for someone to sit and to listen and to say, I can hear that you are struggling. I can hear the pain in your voice. I can hear the things that you're navigating. And I won't pretend to walk through them, but I do want to walk with you. And just being able to be present in that. That is something that I celebrate getting to be a part of, and that is something that humbles me every day to be able to get to be a part of. And just kind of getting to speak to your church today is a huge opportunity, but also just a partnership already. You're kind of looking at partnering through the donations, you're looking at partnering through us and through Women to Women, but a partnership works both ways, right? And so, yes, getting to share with you today gives you like a little bit of a look into what my day may look like, and I'll stay in the back if you have questions, but I'd also love to pray for you, pray for the church, and just be present where the Lord's put me today, because partnerships do work both ways, and I think that is very important for the ministry, because I ask you to pray for us. I ask you to pray for us every day if you think about it, but I'd really love to just close in prayer, so if you'll just bow your heads with me. God, thank you so much for just your grace. God, thank you for Lake Sharon. Thank you for each person that fills the seat today. Lord, those who may not be here but are absent, God, I just pray that you would put on our hearts to reach out to them to say, hey, I love you. I miss you. Saw that you weren't in your seat today. How can I pray for you? God, I pray that this would be a church that boldly shares your love through action, through word. God, I pray that this would be a church present and not looking for perfection or over-preparedness, but Lord, that if you ask them to move, even in the midst of something else that they're doing, Lord, that there would be obedience in that. And God, I just pray that you would just help us each navigate this world in love, to be compassionate and to just show your grace before we try to show our pride. God, I thank you that you humble us, and I thank you that you bring us to our knees in prayer. And God, I just pray that we would practice both of those things well. It's in your name I pray. Amen.
Well, sometimes puts you in situations and circumstances that don't always make sense. You know, one of the things that God says to Habakkuk is he says to him in verse 4 of chapter 2, look at the proud. They trust in themselves. Their lives are crooked, but the righteous will live by their faithfulness to God. I was sitting there praying and asking God, what do we need to do today? What do you want to say to us? And, you know, I had spent multiple hours preparing for the message today. And Gabe got up here and said, when you worship the Lord, sometimes that in itself is going to put you in a situation that can be embarrassing, awkward. God spoke to me in that moment. How easy it is for us to feel like we have to go through these routines, and how easy it feels for me as your pastor that you need to hear what I've prepared. I really believe God is saying, when he said the righteous will live by faith, he's saying it may not make sense. It may be very awkward. It may be very difficult. It may be something that you don't even want to do. But if you'll trust me by faith, I will prove myself faithful to you. And so I'm telling you that because I believe God has called us to pray for Sarah and the work that she's involved in. There's no question.
Someone who's just going to tell them, hey, you know, you can increase your education, or you can do this, or you can do that. But someone who compassionately says, hey, this could be all right. God has the ability to get you and us through this thing. Here today, and you're going through a struggle, you're going through a crisis, will you trust God by faith? You, your loved one, those you care about, those you're talking to, you might think to yourself, hey, this is the dumbest thing. Really, future generation can be touched by that. So, I'm going to invite Sarah up here. And I'm going to ask if you are willing to come up here, surround Sarah, let's pray for her. You can pray right where you are. You can come up here if you feel like. But I want us to take this important experience, this impact, in the lives of people. So, let's take the time.